Psalm 13 in the New King James Bible. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me?
How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me?
Consider and hear me, O Lord my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death.
Lest my enemies say, I have prevailed against him. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved.
But I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing
to the Lord, because he has dealt bountifully with me.
Okay. Psalm 13, you can either look at it as part of this series or one of the many standalone psalms that we see throughout the book Psalter. Here we have what is quite clearly, quite obviously, both a picture of Jesus Christ and his suffering for his people, and a picture of his people as we are pilgrims here on earth waiting for our real home. As long as we are living with the wicked, this is going to be our experience as well. But we need to remember that Jesus has gone through far more than us on our behalf, and through that we are saved. And so as we look at this, remember, this is us, but it's also the way Jesus, well, the way he went, what he went through as he saved us. It begins with a question, probably one of the most common questions in the Bible, and you've heard me talk on it many times. How long, O Lord? When we're in trouble, when we have problems, and all of us here can relate, I can pick several out right now who are thinking this, and several who've gone through this. Some of us have known people who've gone through it in much stronger ways than we have. When you sit quietly in your room, in your cell, in your car, and say, how long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? How long do I have to go through this? Have you forgotten me? And will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long will my enemy be exalted over me? We all know the feeling. But I want you to think for a moment. Try to picture, try to feel what it would be like to have the one that you love more than anyone else turn their back on you. To have God turn his back on you. To have the Father not just ignore you, but condemn you. To hate you. And not only for what you, not for what you have done, not even part for what you have done, but for what others have done that you may take their punishment for them. This is what Jesus did for us. Now, we're tempted to think sometimes that Jesus, being the God-man, didn't suffer the way we do. Couldn't really feel that separation. Couldn't really feel that anger of God the Father upon him. But we need to remember to think about in the garden when he prayed and the troubles he went through, the crying in his soul, the torment, and then the torture on the cross as he took our sins for us, that yes, he did suffer. Yes, he did suffer more than we could. We are tempted to think he couldn't suffer as much as we do because he's God. We need to remember he could suffer more than we can because he's God. And because of that, we are saved. How long, O Lord, will you forget me forever? But then he goes from that. The psalmist goes to verse 3. Consider and hear me, O Yahweh my God. Enlighten my eyes, lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest my enemy say I have prevailed against him, let those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. Hear me, O God, and answer me, is the prayer here in these two verses. Lest I sleep the sleep of death, lest, and it's not just for my sake, but for God's sake that Jesus prayed this. Lest my enemy say I have prevailed against him, for God's glory success was required. Lest those who trouble me rejoice when I am moved. But the prayer, of course, doesn't end there. As we consider these things, these needs, these tears, these pains, these sufferings, the answer is always, but I have trusted in your mercy. My heart shall rejoice in your salvation. I will sing to the Lord because he has dealt bountifully with me. Even in the midst of our troubles, we know that God is in his heaven, as we saw recently. We know that he does see, he does act, and he has already dealt bountifully with us because he has dealt bountifully with Jesus. And in the sacrifice that Jesus performed, we are saved. And as Jesus prayed, he was reassured. He was strengthened and went to the cross. Now, as we are saved and as we are reassured in our prayers and our reliance on God, we don't have to march to the cross. We know that whatever he's put us through, whatever he's laid upon us, will end and end in our glorification. So let us rejoice in God's providence for us, and let us sing Psalm 13.